Well, hello people. It's time for me to talk with you. To tell it the way I see it. There seems to be a lot more gobbledygook and lies and deceit in the media these days. And all of it's really being pushed by mostly femons. There's a story in the media today. This femon who was a teacher was caught having sex with an underage student in her classroom. And she quite proudly tells people about it in the media. Then says she was fired because of it. Not surprising. But now she makes six-figure sums every 2 seconds on OnlyFans or something like that. She's proud of it. You'll notice it in the papers, all these femons are doing really well. And they're having a great time. But in reality, that isn't the truth, is it? Femons at the moment are not doing very well. Their bad behavior and their lies and deceit haven't gone unnoticed by males. Because generally males deal in facts, reality, basically the truth. And femons deal in virtual signaling and gobbledygook. And men are walking away, staying away from femons. Most of them have tats all over their bodies. I call them street marks. Because that's generally where most of them belong. They're all generally slightly overweight or a lot overweight, and they have an attitude of a viper. They try and degrade men wherever possible. They generally divorce rape men and laugh about it afterwards. They take their children away from them, their houses, their dignity. They falsely accuse men. They hardly ever say anything good about a male. And they never take responsibility or accountability for their actions. Mostly all of them have become activists, fighting some patriarchy that doesn't even exist. They're angry, they're entitled, and they're very, very arrogant. Femons survive on drama and chaos and gossip. And if there isn't any, they'll create it. They're proud of coming on the media and telling everybody how they've slept with 300 men in the last year. I mean, all that proves to a male is what a hoe she really is. They're showing modern males who and what they really are. Femons don't seem to have any respect for males at all. So males have no respect for femons. And of course, femons blame everything on males. But actually, they've done it all themselves. Then it hasn't gone exactly the way femons planned, because now men are actually free. And they goddamn well like it. There's no real advantage of shacking up or marrying or having a relationship with a femon these days. There's only disadvantages, because they will use the male's energy and resources, and his precious time. And his life will become chaos and drama. The modern femon has no idea how to be a wife, or a mother, or even a soulmate, not even a companion. Their bodies are 85% made for breeding, but they can't even do that very good these days. No, the femons bring absolutely nothing to the so-called table. But they still expect males to bring everything to the table. And femons still think they're the prize. They are. They're the booby prize. Femons aren't doing as well as they keep on virtue signaling they are. When they get slightly older and they lose their glow, they regret their younger actions. But it's too late. And males finally are learning not to care about the femons. Femons try to make males guilty or feel guilty, but femons are in the predicament they're in because of their own choices, removing the male guilt. Because the femons have never ever cared about the males. Femons just used and abused males, and throughout the centuries they've always been there for them to be abused, but a lot of males are actively avoiding femons and where they congregate. I mean, it's hard to abuse a male if you can't find one. So femons are trying to go out and find them, like in gyms and places like that, because they're desperate. Keep walking away, gentlemen. and save your lives. Oh, pheromones are all about virtual signaling. They don't need no man. Yeah, I suggest they actually really prove it. Because males have finally woke up. Hey, pheromones, the males have left the building. Take it easy, guys.